In the air to right, hooking near the foul pole, and that is off the screen for a three-run home run. Michael Massey has his second home run of the series. And right after the Blue Jays get one in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Royals answer with three, and they have a five-run lead.
And the Royals would go on to win the ball game. 6-1 was the final, a scoreless affair through five. Royals put up three in the sixth. RBI singles from Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. Michael Massey with a three-run homer to cap things off in the eighth. And the Royals, the boys in blue, are 19-13. They have today off before starting a three-game weekend series with Rangers in Kansas City. Welcome to the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit, your home for fast, friendly auto repair. And last night, another great performance by Seth Lugo. He has given up just one run and two hits with eight strikeouts last night. Lugo now has more strikeouts in his last two starts, 17, than his first five combined, 14, and his ERA has dropped to 1.60 through seven starts. Six of his seven starts have been quality starts. Matt Cotrero, manager of the Royals, on his starting pitcher Lugo.
Really impressive. I mean, it's fun to watch. It's just becoming one of those things, like, he can do whatever he wants with the ball. Sink it, cut it, up, down. You know, the breaking ball is impressive, and he just throws so many strikes. You know, and if he misses, they're such small misses that they have to honor those as well. So, I mean, you don't want to take that for granted, because he's just putting together some of the best pitch games we've seen.
So Seth Lugo is pitching well. Bobby Witt Jr., did you see his play last night?
Yes.
From his knees behind second, throwing a guy out by a step. That was Gold Glove material, no doubt. And Salvador Perez is defying age. He's like fine wine. He gets better with age. Salvador Perez began May much like he ended April. Another RBI, extended his career best on-base streak to 21 games. He has 27 RBIs. That leads the American League, and he's missed a couple of games due to injury. His on-base streak is four games longer than his previous high of 17 games back all the way 12 years ago in 2012. He hasn't struck out in 36 plate appearances, and he has nearly as many walks, 10, as he does strikeouts, 13. His batting average of .355 is first among AL hitters, and his OPS ranks third in Major League Baseball. So Salvador Perez is getting it done, and the Royals are getting it done. 19-13, and a franchise record for wins in the month of April, and they're 19-13 right now. And when you get good starting pitching, their top five bullpen, top five starting pitching, top five defense right now. They are not top five offense. About average is where they are offensively. And you know what? If you are in it and you get to the trade deadline, you can always add a bat. So, and Hunter Renfroe is really not going. Pascatino's had a glimpse, a run of some good games at the plate, but he hasn't been consistent throughout the year. Garcia struggled quite a bit there for a while. There are guys on this team. Michael Massey coming back for the Royals is helping, because he is more of an offensive threat at second base than what they had before. So good things in store, perhaps, for the future for the Royals, as they are 19-13. Coming up, a no-hitter in college baseball, NBA, NHL playoffs, and AI has predicted the Super Bowl champions for the next 10 years, so there's no need to watch football, because we have it all figured out 10 years in advance. And good news for you Chiefs fans, you're on that list of future Super Bowl champions. I mean, you know, you have three with Patrick Mahomes. Will he get the Brady seven? We'll tell you here in a moment whether that's going to happen or not. But first, local sports. Mother Nature, we got the rain. We needed the rain. We're happy to have the rain, but it does cause some problems in regards to spring sports.
Yeah, we're in limbo right now with the Beloit Sacred Heart baseball game. As of now, it's not going to be played at the Beloit baseball field due to field conditions because of the rain that you just mentioned. So that's thrown a wrench in that. There's a possibility the games could be played in Solana this afternoon, but that's based on field conditions there in Solana and also umpire availability. So not 100% sure if the games will be played today or not. Right now, it's like I say, it's kind of a spot where we need to wait and see if it can be played in Solana. It's scheduled to be the final game of the regular season, or games, I should say, doubleheader for Beloit, who's 12-6 and 6-2 in the league, and Sacred Heart is 16-2 and 8-0 in league play. So an interesting matchup there between the two squads, but we'll see if it gets played or not, and we'll update you on the noon sports if we have anything new with that. There is golf scheduled to be played today. The Riley County Invitational at 1 o'clock in Sand Greens here this afternoon. Lakeside, St. John's, Rock Hills, Pike Valley, and Southern Cloud competing from the area. And then Beloit's scheduled to be at the Ellsworth Invitational Golf at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So it's a look at where everything sits right now as far as local sports are concerned, and we'll update what we need to once we know everything. If there are any other changes, also at ncksports.com, which is your home for high school sports here in North Central Kansas.
You know what's great about starting a new month? It's so fun, so much fun, is getting all the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting right now. I'm opening it up. I got. I'm like, oh, hey, we got checks coming in. Nope. Yeah. Bill. Ooh, check. Bill. They all come in, like, and they're so prompt.
Everybody can relate, right?
The bills are so prompt, yeah. Right? They're just like always on time. It's amazing.
Like it never
but
comes.
But when
later
I need something fixed
second.
From a certain company, that is not on time. But yeah. Boy, I can get my bill right on time, like clockwork, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. I'm just having a little bit of fun with it. And coming up here, let's see. I had to restart the computer, so let's go ahead and because it froze up on me for some reason. So let's jump ahead to a no-hitter in college baseball last night.
Two strikes. The fans wanted that one out of pure elation. Wasn't really close to a strike right there. Instead, it was just a good breaking ball from Brockett at 2-2.
Here comes his 107th pitch. Swing and a miss! Jackson Brockett, write your name in the record books. Nebraska's first individual no-hitter since 1954.
What an incredible outing for Jackson Brockett. Soak it all up, folks.
Three total base runners reach on the night, one on an error, two walks for Brockett. And he ends it with a strikeout, his 12th.
Had been going so strong, just goes high cheddar, dips it back into the factory and says, thank you very much, and good night, Kansas State. Everybody had been wanting to know, could Nebraska put together a competent performance in the midweek and snap the misery they'd been facing? How about a complete game no-hitter?
Yeah, not bad. Complete game no-hitter last night for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. For K-State fans, not so great, because they were on the bad end of that one. And it is the first complete game no-hitter thrown by a Nebraska Cornhusker pitcher since 1954. Nebraska shuts out the Wildcats 8-0. They had 12 hits in the win, and the junior with the sixth individual no-hitter in Nebraska history in his first start of the season. Had a career-high 12 strikeouts, 107 pitches. Nebraska 28-15, K-State baseball team has falls to 26-18, heading into a big weekend series at home against arch-rival Kansas. Coming up in 30 seconds, a look at the NBA and NHL playoffs.
Have become a very popular thing. You may have bought one. But what do you do to take advantage of the benefits when you need them? Kiefer Brothers Automotive in Beloit works with most all warranty contracts, and we can be your advocate when you need repairs. Just bring us your car, your concerns, and a copy of the warranty contract, and we take care of the rest. Let our fast, friendly service help you get the most out of your extended warranty contract. Find Kiefer Brothers Automotive just south of the courthouse in Beloit or on the web at kieferbrothers.com.
This crowd, very few have left, and they are up on their feet celebrating a round one victory. Got to put it in. You're hearing the whistles. Put the ball in play, and that'll do it. And the Boston Celtics advance to round two. They beat the Heat in five.
Boston Celtics beat the underhanded Heat last night. They roll them and finish that series 4-1. Celtics leaving no doubt last night, winning 118-84. Derek White, who had 38 points and 8 threes in game 4, had 25 last night. Jaylen Brown, 25. And the Celtics move on to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. And the Celtics will take on the winner of the Cavs-Magic series. Cavs are up 3-2 in that series, game 6, coming up here later on this week. In the West, the Mavericks roll to 123-93 win over the Clippers in L.A. 35 points, 10 assists, a double-double for Luka Doncic, who had a knee sprain. And he had been sick. Said if it was a regular season game, there's no way he was going to play. But playoffs, he sucked it up and he did. No Clippers scored more than 15 points. And you know Mr. James Harden is always big-time Harden. I mean, that guy brings it. Like, when any time you need a big performance, when your season's kind of on the line, when you feel like it's a must-win, there's nobody greater. There is nobody more clutch than James Harden. But unfortunately for James, last night was a rare off night in a clutch game. 2 of 12, 7 points for Mr. Beard. Anyway, Jamal Murray is the most clutch player in the NBA, by the way. It's not even close.
No, not right now. It's not.
And James Harden's never been considered clutch, I don't think. 30-point loss was the largest playoff defeat in Clippers history, and they needed to win. Dallas wins 3-2. Now they lead that series. 2 games on the schedule in the East tonight. Pacers have a 3-2 lead over the Bucks. Game 6 at 5:30 on TNT in Indianapolis. And the story there is Damian Lillard and Giannis may play. And if they play, that series is completely different, you would think. But then how rusty are they? What kind of shape are they in? So forth and so on. The Pacers have a chance to close it out. Pacers have never blown a 3-1 lead in a playoff series, but they haven't won a playoff series in quite some time. And the Bucks have never come back from a 3-1 deficit. Doc Rivers is all used to blowing 3-1 leads as a head coach with the Bucks, but now he's on the other side of it, down 3-1. Now it's 3-2. Perhaps the Bucks can get it done. They win in Indiana, then they're going to feel pretty good about winning Game 7 in Milwaukee.
Yeah, for sure.
Indiana needs to get it done tonight. And the winner of that series will take on the winner of the Knicks 76ers series. The Knicks should have won the other day. They're up 6 with 28 seconds to go. Tyrese Maxey with a 4-point play, hit a 3, was fouled. Now the NBA is saying that shouldn't have counted. There was a travel. I'm like, dear Lord, you could say that there's a travel on every play.
Yeah, that's every time somebody gathers to shoot a basketball anymore from the outside, it seems like.
I saw somebody that is used to be from this area, and they were posting. I think they like to brag a little bit about their kids. And so anyway, they posted something about some traveling basketball game and their kid, and it's showing this highlight. And the kid made a 3. It was a nice shot. It's cool and all. I'm like, did you just omit the traveling? Because it's a travel to me, without question, before the kid shot the 3. And we're bragging about how great the kid shot the 3. And I'm like, you're really showing that your kid traveled. But whatever. You brag whatever you want to do. So anyway, the Knicks and Sixers, 8 o'clock tonight. Philly trying to force a Game 7. Who you got tonight? Pacers, Bucks. I got Pacers finishing.
I think
finishing.
The Pacers are going to do it, yeah.
Knicks, Sixers. I got Knicks finishing it. I think everybody's writing off the Knicks because they blew it the other night. I think the Sixers I think they caught a break, the Sixers, by winning the other night.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Philly tonight, but I'll pick New York to win in the seventh game.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And NHL playoffs taking place, and the Oilers advanced last night.
For the third year in a row, the Edmonton Oilers have eliminated the Los Angeles Kings and are moving on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
So the Edmonton Oilers beat the Kings 4-3. They move on as they win 4-1 in that series. The Dallas Stars pick up a 3-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights to take a 3-2 lead in their first-round series. And tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs hosts the Boston Bruins in Game 6 of the first round in the East. Boston has a 3-2 lead. Puck drops at 7 o'clock in Toronto. So do you like to predict the future?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? I mean, I predicted the future accurately for quite some time, and that's why I'm still here. Because if I could predict the future, I would have won the lottery, and I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
I can assure you of that. I'd be on the beach sipping Mai Tais and fruity drinks, and I would probably never leave the beach. I would have people wait on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You bet. But AI, or Al, that makes no sense. It's AI. But anyway, AI, artificial intelligence, has predicted the next 10 Super Bowl winners. So, go ahead, listen carefully, write this down, and then blow all your money, because I'm sure this is going to be absolutely 100,000% correct. And I have to say, if it is, I'm cool with it. Why? I'm a Chiefs fan. Yeah, good news from AI, unless you think it's a jinx. So, according to AI, the Chiefs are going to be the first team in NFL history to three-peat. The Chiefs are going to win it in 2024. Yeah. Will they four-peat? No.
Not according to AI.
No. You haven't. Have you seen this yet?
Actually,
you
have. Yeah, I saw it yesterday. Yeah.
Okay. So the 49ers are going to end the three-peat for the Chiefs. Don't know if the Chiefs and Niners are going to meet in 2025 in the Super Bowl. The Bills, believe it or not, are going to win it in 2026. Yeah, like hell. The Chiefs will bounce back and win it in 2027. It'll be Mahomes' fifth ring. We'll have a handful of rings, according to AI, at the end of 2027. Okay, now here's the part where I know this is not true.
Yeah,
and this absolutely makes me think this has no credibility whatsoever. I think AI is a complete fraud when it comes to this. In 2028, the predicted Super Bowl champion by AI is a Dallas Cowboys. hold on a second. The Dallas Cowboys. Will they even be in the league by then? I think they'll be what? They'll be demoted to the, you know, they do in soccer. If you're not good enough, you get demoted. I mean, the Cowboys are going to be in the league. Well, is Troy Aikman coming back?
Yeah.
Okay, Cowboys.
Somebody, maybe there's somebody's kid that's going to lead them to the Super Bowl.
Troy Aikman's son.
Yeah, former NFL quarterback has a, you know.
You see the picture with Tony Romo, Dak Prescott, and Troy Aikman in a picture, and it said there's three rings in this picture. They're all with Aikman. Cowboys are going to win in 2028, according to AI. So right then and there, that makes me worry about how they get the others right, because that one can't be right. 2029, the Detroit Lions are going to win their first ever Super Bowl. So mark it down. You heard it here second. The Chiefs will win another one. In 2030, Patrick Mahomes is going to have his sixth ring. 2030. How old will Mahomes be then? He's 28 now and 34? Yeah, we're good. We're good. The Bears are going to win it in 2031. Maybe. Now, here, you just lost me. 2032, the Jets are Super Bowl champions. Okay, AI's had a little too much eggnog, drinking a little too much, you know what. The Steelers will finally be atop the perch again in 2033. So if AI ends up being correct, let's see, the Chiefs now have what, four Super Bowls? Is that right?
Yeah, in history, yeah.
In history? Yep. Okay, the Patriots have six, and the Steelers have six, correct?
Yeah.
That's the most. So if AI is right, the Chiefs will end up having seven, and the Steelers will have seven at the end of 2033, and the Chiefs and the Steelers will be the two greatest franchises in sports in the NFL, if all of this is right. Cowboys would have what? That would be their fifth or sixth if they won, according to AI. Bills have never won one. Niners, that would be their fifth. It'd be the Niners' fifth, I'm pretty sure. Because they were 4-0, and they lost the last two or three Super Bowls. Two to the Chiefs, of course. The Lions never won it. The Bears haven't won it too many times. The Jets haven't won it too many times. So, yeah, if this is all correct, the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl three times in the next 10 years, and Mahomes is going to have six rings. AI doesn't say in 2034, but I think that's when Mahomes gets his seven.
Yeah.
And ties Brady.
I'm not saying no to any of that.
No.
Well, for the Chiefs part of it, I'm saying no to the Cowboys. But I don't see it. And yeah, I'm looking at it, and it's like, you know, some of this seems like, you know, it's just based on realistic stuff about where some of these teams are at. And then the Cowboys were there, and then the Jets showed up. Really, yeah. I mean, the Bears showed up too. I mean, they're not. You know, that's definitely predicting into the future of something good. Positive to happen for them, because it's been a while.
Aaron Rodgers, age 48, is going to lead the Jets to the promised land in 2032. At that point, he'll be like recloned and it'll be a cyborg. Yeah,
exactly.
Who knows what? I mean, 2032. The reason the Jets are going to win it is because it'll be flag football, the way the rules are.
Yeah.
So I think the Jets do have a chance in flag, but tackle, not so much. So that's what AI says the next 10 years. The Chiefs are going to win it next year, be a three-peat, and they're going to win it 27 and then 30. There seems to be a little trend here every 3 years. So I think it got stuck on some kind of algorithm. So I do question this AI thing just slightly, just a little bit. But darn. I mean, the Chiefs.
Boy, I tell you what,
I take the three-peat.
If that plays out that way, boy, they're the people that talk about football being rigged, they're gonna have a field day.
Yeah, because AI got a hold of the script.
Yeah, exactly.
For the next 10 years. Can you believe that? You never know what you're going to find on social media.
Select and think
sorry there. Shaq popped up. I didn't have that turned down. Charles Barkley last night had a really good thing. I really like Charles Barkley. A lot of people know that. I like how he speaks his mind. I like how he hits you with the truth. And he had a deal last night talking about coaching, because the Lakers lost. So the first thing is, of course, what?
They're washed?
No. The first thing, who's the scapegoat?
When the Lakers lose, LeBron?
No, not even close. The scapegoat is the coach.
Well, that's
the first thing that happens with any team. It's the players, they get some blame, but it's the coach. Yeah, clearly, you don't change the roster. You just go ahead and fire the coach. So there are a whole bunch of people saying Darvin Ham should be fired as the Lakers coach after 2 years. Frank Vogel, after 1 year with the Suns, should be fired. And Charles Barkley, and I don't have the audio here, and I don't think there was a really bad word or anything in there, because he probably can't do that. But anyway, he just talked about the coaching, And he said, listen, those in the media that catering to the players, worried about having great relationships with the players, don't want to throw players under the bus. But he said, your job is to tell the truth. And here's the truth. He said, the people that should be fired are the people that put these rosters together.
Oh, yeah.
That should get a pink slip, not the coach. Because guess what? These coaches, Frank Vogel won a title with the Lakers. Frank Vogel won a lot of games with the Pacers. Darvin Ham is an up-and-coming coach that, you know, they won the in-season tournament. And last year, they, you know, they were right there, went with the Nuggets. All four games are very, very close. He's not a horrible coach. But the first thing you want to do is fire the coach. Because honestly, you have no other options, especially with the Suns. You have no other options. Can't trade anybody. You're stuck with this horrible roster because you went out and got three superstars. You had one. And you traded for two, and you're stuck with this team. And so the scapegoat is Frank Vogel. He clearly, that's the reason the Suns got swept, because Frank Vogel's a horrific coach and needs to be fired. And then, of course, the Lakers, it's not LeBron's fault. You know, it's not LeBron's fault. It's not Anthony Davis's fault. It's Darvin Ham's fault. It's D'Angelo Russell's fault. And so Barkley basically said, listen, these coaches are great coaches. It had got nothing to do with the coaching. The reason you lost is because you had a sorry team that was put together by some people, and the players didn't play well enough. And he's right. He's absolutely right. How many times you see a coach fired goes on somewhere else and does just fine? Because he's a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
The coach at any sport, at the professional level, they are the scapegoats. Here we go. Let me play it for you. This was right on TNT, so here we go.
Also, you said you wanted to say something about coaching.
Yeah, here. You know, part of our job, we watch all the games and we watch all the talk shows. You know, a lot of these people on television, they're cowards because they want the players to like them. They don't want to do their job, which is to tell the truth. And I just want to say it's about coaching. Anybody who thinks the reason the Lakers suck is because of Darvin Ham, or the reason the Suns suck is because of Frank Vogel, you don't know what you're talking about. Frank Vogel is a hell of a coach. Darvin Ham is a hell of a coach trying to get his career started. But for all you punks, idiots, and jackasses on other networks who want to be media and who want all the players to like y'all, do your damn job. The Lakers suck, and the Suns suck because of the players. It has nothing to do with the coaches. I feel better now.
Here, I can tell. Looks like you are, getting that off your chest.
I did. I hate it, man. You sit there like, Darvin Ham needs to get fired. Frank Vogel needs to get fired. Who put them teams together? Them trash-ass teams put together need to get fired. Them guys, they didn't just all of a sudden suck as coaches. People who put them teams together to get, they start packing up their stuff.
Amen. Amen. And that's why I love Barkley. I love Barkley. And listen, he's lost friends. You know, he's even talking about him and Jordan don't have a great relationship. They used to be good friends, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
But he was critical of something Jordan did, I think, as an owner. And then Jordan didn't like it and so forth and so on. And, you know, Jordan has a right to not like it. But Barkley has a right to speak his mind. And he's earned that in his career. And he's respected for what he says. He's a very funny person. He's a very serious person at times. Right there, he was serious because he was bothered. And he got to speak his mind. Now, he's allowed to do these things based on what he's accomplished to get to this point. Not anybody can just say what he says and kind of get away with some of these things, like when he jokes about, you know, the women in San Antonio, and he jokes about the beach in Galveston and all this other stuff that he's been talking about lately. But, you know, to me, he's spot on. I mean, because you can go ahead and make the carousel and change coaches every year. If you keep changing coaches at any level, you're not going to have a lot of success in regards to winning championships. It just doesn't happen. I'm trying to think of an example. There's a few, but there's not a lot of where a new coach came in and immediately you win a championship. You know, like the Barry Switzer inherited the Cowboys and Jimmy Johnson, right? And so Barry kind of benefited from that, no doubt. But he did win a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. That's one that pops in my head. There might be a few other examples. But for the most part, when you keep changing coaches, it doesn't work.
No, the NBA is just a different animal, too, because it just seems like that's automatically where they go. It's like they don't.
Well, you're stuck with some of these contracts.
Yeah.
You can't If you've got Bradley Beal, you're not going to cut him.
No.
Okay? And if Kevin Durant is too old and you can't trade him, or these guys have no trade clauses, or people aren't going to pick up these huge contracts, like Brian Windhorst said at ESPN the other day, he said the only thing the Suns can really do to change anything is fire the coach. That's about all they got, because they are stuck with these bad contracts. They can't take mid-level exceptions because NBA's collective bargaining agreement, some things have changed there. He's like, you got some $2 million a year players, which are end-of-the-bench players, that you might be able to trade, but what are you going to get for them? You're stuck with three big contracts with Booker and with Durant and with Beal, and you just signed Grayson Allen a four-year $70 million, and he didn't play in the playoffs. He was hurt with ankle injury, good outside. He was the best three-point shooter in the league this year, former Duke star. So what do you got left to do? The owner's not firing himself. So you either clean in front office out or the coach. And that's just kind of part of the animal, unfortunately, for coaches.
I think if the Suns are going to get rid of their coach, they should highly consider getting rid of their GM. I'll put it that way.
Agreed.
For the Suns. Because Frank Vogel, I do differ a little bit with what Charles is saying here, because Frank Vogel actually has won a championship. Like you said, he's proven himself a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And has a title. Darvin Ham doesn't have that. Like, I've not seen – I don't know.
It's his second year.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if Darvin Ham's a really good coach or if he's not a really good coach.
Well,
I mean, his team's
– but shouldn't he have more than 2 years
absolutely
to accomplish that?
Yeah.
That's Barkley's point.
Yeah, I get that part of the point too. But – you know, I can't say whether he's a real good coach yet or not. Like, Barkley kind of sounded like he was talking about him being a pretty good coach. And I don't really know he's at right now.
First of all, let me tell you something. When you've been an assistant for a while on a pretty good staff, and then you become a head coach, to me, if you become a head coach, I think you're a pretty good coach.
Well, yeah. No, I'm not saying
at the professional level,
you
can't be a complete dunce and be a head coach in the NBA.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, like, I get the vibe from Barkley that he thinks Darvin Ham's a really good coach. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that yet, because we haven't gotten the opportunity to.
Well, I think Barkley's saying his potential.
He deserves the chance
to
get
that. He's saying
the potential. Yeah, I 100% agree that he deserves the chance
right.
to show that.
Absolutely.
But it's just like, that's not something we've seen with him. We have with Frank Vogel.
Right.
The dude led a team to a championship and doesn't get the credit for it because LeBron was on his team.
Right.
And it
bubble
was in
year.
The bubble. And, mm-hmm. and so he doesn't get the correct credit for what he's done, probably.
Right.
And so that's where it comes with Frank Vogel. And now they're saying that the Suns can't win because he's not the right style of coach for the team that they've built. Well, that's not his fault. And
exactly.
So and maybe James Jones should have gotten a different coach yeah. right out of the gate for that team
right.
that they built. And because it's like, if you don't think that's the right fit, then maybe you messed up too. Maybe that's when the owner looks at the GM and says, well, you messed everything up here.
Right.
If you want to fire the coach right now, first of all, you put the team together in the wrong way. You've handicapped our draft picks for the next 6 years, and you hired the wrong coach. Like, all these things are stacking up to be like, okay, well, maybe we should get a new GM.
But you can fire the coach. You can't fire the players.
Yeah.
Unless you cut them. And you're not going to cut superstars that have big money on the books.
Yeah, if you're the Suns, you're getting
stuck.
Rid of a GM and a coach. Well, it doesn't
you
improve your situation.
You're
still stuck without a first-round draft pick until 2030 after this year.
Yes.
And so, you can clean house all you want, but whoever you bring in new can't change anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we've learned today, boys and girls, is that the Royals are good. We've learned that Mother Nature is messing up some spring sports schedules, but we're okay with that.
Which, by the way, I've also gotten the note that Riley County Golf is moved to tomorrow.
Golf.
I literally got that right after
Riley
right
County
after
Golf is tomorrow.
Schedule, so
we've also learned
tomorrow.
That K-State got no-hit by Nebraska. We learned that James Harden is not a clutch player. We didn't learn that. We already knew that. And we also learned that AI has the Chiefs winning 3 more Super Bowls in the next 10 years. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to complain about that. And a three-peat? Mahomes get a three-peat, have 6 rings and a three-peat? He'd have to be the GOAT at that point because he'd have something Brady never had, which was a three-peat.
Yeah.
I mean, he has one less Super Bowl. Yeah, but hello, three-peat. That'd be pretty doggone impressive. All right, that's the sports ticket today. Brought to you by Kiefer Brothers Automotive in Beloit, your home for fast, friendly auto repair. I have an appointment with a dentist so I can have my face completely numbed. Can't wait.
State, regional, and national sports talk on your schedule. The Sports Ticket Podcast. Subscribe via Apple, Google, and TuneIn Podcasts or SunflowerStateRadio.com.